Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos. They have burritos. They have hamburgers. They got french fries. They got apple pies. They got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes. And then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now. But when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
Nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling. Nobody's smiling.
My place of birth, born to be the sole controller of the universe. Besides a part of the map, I hit first. Any environment I can adapt. When it gets worse, the rough gets going, the going gets rough. When I start blowing, the mic might bust. The next day to shake from the power I generate. People in Cali, you could think it was earthquakes. Cause times is hard on the boulevard, so I fold guard and never get scarred. I'm guard, but it seems like I'm locked in hell. Looking over the edge, but the R never fell. A trip to slip, cause my knife's got grip. Stand on my own 2 feet and come equipped. Any stage I'm seen on, a mic I fiend on. I stand alone and need nothing to lean on. Going for self with a long way to go. So much to say, but I still flow slow. I come correct and I won't look back. Cause it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Even the... Relax in my room and escape from New York and return through the wound of the world as a thought. Thinking how hard it was to be born. Me being queen with no physical form. Millions of cells with with one destination to reach the best part, it's life creation. 9 months later, a job well done. Make way, cause here I come. Since I made it this far, can't stop now. There's the will and the way, and I got the know-how to be all I can be and more. And see all there is to see before. I'm called to go back to the essence. It's a lot to learn, so I study my lessons. I thought the ghetto was the worst that can happen to me. I'm glad I listened when my father was rapping to me. Cause back in the days, they lived in caves, exiled from the original man and strayed away. Now that's what I call hard times. I'd rather be here to exercise the mind than I take the thought around the world twice. From knowledge of going back to knowledge precise. Of course, the desert's as hot as the Arabian, but they couldn't cave me in, cause I'm the Asian. Reaching for the city of Mecca, visit Medina. Visions of Nefertiti, then I seen her. Mind keeps traveling, I be back after. I stop and think about the brothers and sisters in Africa. Return the thoughts through the eye of a needle. For miles I fought and I just fought the people. Under the dark skies, on the dark side. Not only there, but right here's an apartheid. So now is the time for us to react. Take a trip through the mind and when you get back, understand your third eye seen all of that. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Even the
he's found. You got infinite possibilities. I can Thinks we're all the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I have all the mother.
I would ride my motorcycle to Luzinger High School to hang out with Ricky and Rick Rock after school. And one day I met this girl named Martha, and we were walking around the school, and she wanted to go to her locker. So I walked her to her locker, and she was turning the combination on her locker, and I don't know what came over me, but I thought it was time for me to make a move. I pinned her against the lockers, and I started kissing her, and she turned around and dropped her books and just wrapped her arms around my shoulders, and she gave me deep tongue kissing back. And I was like, whoa, I'm doing the move, and this girl is liking it.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It's just Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do sports. Let's talk NFL sports. NFL sports right now. All right, we got NFL sports So what's my standing right now, DJ? How many wins and how many losses do I have for all of the games that we played since Thursday?
Including last night's game?
No. We're going to talk about last night. So everything up to last night.
Okay, so you're currently 7 wins and 5 losses.
7 wins and 5 losses? Wow.
Right.
That's not a good week for me, but it's okay. I think I'm going to get another win after we talk about Monday night's game. So, DJ, who played last night on Monday Night Football?
Last night, the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-31. You bet on Jaguars and over, and it was Bengals and over.
Wow. Oh, the Bengals got a new quarterback. They got a rookie quarterback that came in and played an outstanding game since Biden, the quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, was out hurt. So they got a rookie that's taking his place, and he played really good last night. Okay, well, I picked Cincinnati to lose, and Cincinnati won. So I got 7 wins and 6 losses as of last night. I'm 7-6 for the week, which isn't really good, but I'll take it. It's 7 wins and 6 losses. For week number, what week are we in? Week number 15, 14? What week are we in?
Week number 13. We just finished week number 13.
Week number 13. So I'm 13-6 as of week number 13. Okay, 13-6. Well, at least I'm a little over 500. So that's not bad. But I've come off
barely of
a 13-week win season. Yeah. So I'm looking really bad compared to the last 5 weeks that I've had in the NFL. So next week should be better. Week number 14 should be better. Okay. So what was the score of last night's game? Cincinnati won. Who did they beat?
They beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 34-31.
Oh, so it was a close win. So Cincinnati must have just come out of the woodwork and barely beat the Jacksonville Jaguars, because the Jacksonville Jaguars are in first place in their division. What are they, in the AFC South? And Cincinnati's in the AFC West, I think. Is that what it looks like, the AFC South?
Right. The Jacksonville Jaguars are leading the AFC South now with 8 wins and 4 losses, and the Cincinnati Bengals are at the bottom of the AFC North with 6 wins and 6 losses. So,
okay. So the Cincinnati Bengals came up with a win when they weren't expected to win because they've had no quarterback. So they showed up and showed out against Jacksonville Jaguars, and they were playing in Jacksonville last night?
Yep.
Yeah, so they showed up and showed out in Jacksonville. So that was a win for Cincinnati. I want to give it to them because they played without their starting quarterback, and they had a couple of running backs that got hurt, and they got some offensive linemen that got hurt. So they were running on second-string teams last night. So I want to give it up for Cincinnati Bengals for winning the game. All right, Well, that's it for NFL sports. We don't have any other games to talk about in the NFL. Nope, we don't. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. So I pull around the corner, and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s. And I'm wondering, what the hell are they getting all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands. And all of a sudden, they start blasting.
I'm a eight-figure, tailor-made nigga, quarter milli dripping up my pinky ring finger. I'm a whole knocker, big shit talker. I'm your favorite motherfucker when I kick gang, spitting my slang, banging my gang, love to let my nuts hang. I'ma blow through it, popping these bands, and spin it all like money and a thing, little mama. I'ma
went from having my mama braid my hair to having girls wanting to braid my hair. Because when you had long hair, girls all wanted to braid your hair. And that way you could have a lot of female friends. And since I had a lot of female friends, I used to get my hair braided a lot. And when I took the braids out of my hair and combed my hair, oh, I had a big puff afro. Yep, it wasn't as big as Bernard's, but it was big. And girls really liked that. In fact, one girl told me if my natural was bigger, I would be fine. And I was like, wow, I got to get longer hair so that I can be fine? Oh, man, I thought I was already fine.
Gig money? Gig money? That's what you say. You say gig money? He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. Gig money? Oh, big booty girls run the world. Gotta love it. Gig money? That's right.
Not this guy again.
Pimp crazy, playboy prince. That's G money.
Hey G money.
G money.
Hey G money. Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
Madman, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door. And she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal.
Batman, you used to be called Turtle Man. You wore pink tights, a red cape, and a green power belt, and you wore a turtle mask because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tights.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determined the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
Batman can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose arch enemy is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and had marked action in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't break out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman was the only superhero that didn't have any friends. His mama had put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
So I pull around the corner and I find a parking spot. And I park my 65 on the street between these other two cars. And I get out, I lock my car, I turn my lights off, and I start walking around the corner. Well, when I come around the corner, all of a sudden I see all these Mexicans walking behind me, and they all got guns. And I'm wondering, what the hell have they got all them guns for? I mean, they got shotguns. They got 12 gauges. They got 5.9 millimeters. They got 38s and 22s, and I'm wondering, what the hell did they get all these guns for? And I'm walking in front of them, and they're walking down the street with all these guns in their hands, and all of a sudden they start blasting. Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bill. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Everybody around the world, this is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Court. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have some jokes to tell you to start off our Tuesday radio show with. I have a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg, and I asked him what he called her, and he said he calls her IHOP. Now, big-breasted women work at Hooters. And where do one-legged women work? You don't know. You don't know. They work at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. There were two men that were walking through the jungle,
and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lion, the tiger, the elephant, and the giraffe. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds and the trees. And they were taking pictures of the snakes on the ground. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots. And he put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And the other man said, "What are you doing? You can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "I'll run a bear. I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! Hey, I know a girl that had 12 strands of hair on her head, and she put grease on her hair and combed it to the side, and she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo, and I told her it's a dip, but it won't do. And there was a lion that was going through the jungle looking for food, and it walked up on a man sitting under a tree reading a newspaper, and another man typing vigorously on a typewriter. And the lion ate the man that was reading a newspaper and left the other man alone. I guess lions know that readers digest and writers cramp. Woo! You know, I wrote a book, and they said it was boring. And they put it on the Braille reading list. And they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Woo! Now, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? You don't know. Because only God knows where the buttons are, and only God can remove the jacket. No, really. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Because they look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! I'm Jim Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and shot each other. Now the deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot the two dead boys. Now if you don't believe this tale is true, you can ask the blind man, because he saw it too. Woo! There were three animals that went into the restaurant, and they sat down at the table. And the waitress came over and said, "Can she take their order?" And they said, "Yes, we'll order." And she walked up to the lion, and she said, "What would you like to eat?" And he said, "He'll have a chocolate shake, a thick chocolate shake." And the waitress said, "Okay, one thick chocolate shake coming up for the lion." And then she went to the duck and said, "What would you like to eat?" And the duck said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one grilled cheese sandwich." And then she went to the chicken and said, "What would you like to eat?" And the chicken said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And he said, "Okay, one bologna and cheese sandwich." Then she went back to the lion and she said, "Are you sure you don't want something to eat?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here now?" I'm G-Money. I'm so funny, I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. There was a snail that went into a car dealership, and he ordered a Camaro. He said he wanted a red Camaro with a big white stripe down the center of his car. And then he wanted a giant S painted on the driver's door. And he wanted a giant S painted on his passenger door. And the dealer said, "Okay, well, it'll take us some time to get the detailing done on your car, but we can do that." And so it'll be a while for us to get the car in from being detailed. So just for my own curiosity, why do you want a giant S painted on your car? Why do you want a giant S painted on your passenger door? And why do you want a giant S painted on your driver's door? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving down the street and people see this beautiful red Camaro coming down the street, I want them to say, wow, look at that S car go. S car go. Woo! And there was the artist that went into an art gallery, and he had several paintings sitting on his wall in the art gallery. And he saw the manager of the art gallery, and he asked him if anybody had come in and asked about any of his paintings. And the art gallery manager said, well, yeah, there was somebody that asked about your painting. And the artist got excited. He said, really? There was somebody that asked about my painting? And the manager said, yeah. He asked me if the artist, if something happened to the artist, if he were to die, would his paintings go up in value? And the manager said, of course, they would. They would triple in value. And so the man bought like six of your paintings. And the artist was like excited. He said, oh, somebody bought six of my paintings? Oh, that sounds good. Do you know who the person was? And the manager said, no, he didn't leave his name. He just bought the paintings and walked out. And the artist said, oh, wow, I wish I would have known who he was. And then the manager said, well, he did say that if he was your doctor, he was your doctor. So that's why he bought the painting, because I think you're going to die. Woo! I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, now it's time for me to share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I share a story that I wrote for the listening audience. It'll be educational. It'll be inspirational. And it will be entertaining. So sit back, eat some popcorn, some peanuts, or some snacks, and drink something as you listen to the story that I wrote for your listening pleasure. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I was bowling in this tournament, and I was working on my first game. And I looked like I had a pretty good start. I was definitely going to shoot a 200, which would have been good for me because it would have looked good to my teammates that knew that they had gotten a good bowler. So my leadoff man was shooting the eighth frame or the ninth frame. He was shooting his ninth frame. And he had gotten a strike in the eighth. So when he rolled in the ninth, he got a split, but it was a baby split. So it wasn't one that he couldn't pick up. I knew he could roll the ball and go between the two pins and pick up the split. And that's what he did. He rolled the ball perfectly, and it went between the two pins, and it knocked both of them down. So he got a spare in the ninth frame. And then the other guy, the second man, got up, and he rolled the ball, and it hit the pocket. Boom! And he got a strike. And I was like, all right, good job. So it was my turn now. And I was up, and I lined up my feet on the spot and put my hand facing the pins, and I went to roll the ball. I took my three-step delivery and rolled the ball, and it was going straight, and I slid down the lanes, and I was like, yeah, pow! And it hit the pocket, and it left me a 10-pin again. That 10-pin was looking at me in the face, and I couldn't believe it, because that would have been three in a row for me. And the 10-pin stood up and looked at me in the face and didn't fall. And I was disappointed. I was like, oh, man, come on. What's going on with these lanes? So I got my ball back, and I lined up my shot, and I rolled it down, and the ball ran right by the 10-pin. It just hooked when it got to the 10-pin, so I left the 10-pin standing. And I was humiliated, but I was hot. And I walked back to the back of the bowling alley, and I slapped the bowling balls in the bowling alley, and I kicked the table. I just acted a big baby. I was just so pissed off because my 200 game, I was down to like 198. Getting ready to shoot the 10th frame, and I was just furious. So my leadoff bowler got up, and he took his time and rolled the ball down. He got 6 pins, which was good. It was an easy spare, and he picked up the spare, and then he rolled the ball, and he got a strike in the 10th frame. And I was like, okay, a spare and a strike, that's 20 to add to what you got. And he was sitting on about 170. And I said, well, that's a pretty good game. So then my second bowler got up, and he took his time. He put his feet together, and he lined up his shot, and he took his four-step delivery and delivered the ball, and he said, boom! And he stuck a 7-pin. Oh, I couldn't believe it. That 7-pin just stood there looking at him. Everything else shook up, and the 7-pin just stood there. And I was like, oh, come on. What's going on here? So he took his time. He rolled the ball down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was working on 190 plus whatever he gets on this first ball. And he rolled it down there, and he picked up the 7-pin. So he was okay. He had one more shot. And he rolled, and he got 8 pins. Oh, I thought he was going to get a strike, but he only got 8 pins. So he ended up bowling a 198, boom, which was a good game, but he still should have had a 200. But he had a 198 game. So now it's my turn, and I go up to the lanes, and I pick my ball up, and I slap my holes on the ball a couple of times, and then I rub my ball around my hands a couple of times, and then I put my fingers in the hole, and I'm ready to roll now. And I line up my feet on the lanes, and I line up my shot, and I'm thinking, okay, this got to be a strike. Because I need a strike to cinch my 200 game. And I rolled the ball, and I slid across the floor, and it said, pow! And I got a strike, and I was like slapping myself 5, going, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I went back and slapped my partner's 5, and I'm like, yeah, this is the game. All right. So that was my first shot in the 10th frame. So I got my ball, I picked it up again, and I rolled
I got ready to roll. I took my four-step delivery and rolled the ball, and I watched it break to the whole pile. Oh, it was beautiful. Strike. And I said, oh, yeah, well, that's my 200. Now I'm working on 220. So now I got to get at least 8 pins to get a 220. If not, I'm going to end up with a 216. So I'm like, okay. And I get my bowling ball, and I line up my mark on the alley. And I'm thinking about the ball, and I'm like, okay, we're going to have a good ball this time. We're going to go with two strikes. So I'm going to hit the pocket this time. And I get up, and I take my four-step delivery, and I reach out, and I'm posing with my arms straight out and my leg kicked back, and I'm sliding across the lane, and I hit the pocket, pow, and I get 10. Oh, yeah, and I'm like, I see that 10 pin shaking, but he fell. And I saw that 7 pin shaking, and he fell. And I knew that was my 200 game. That was 224 for the house. And I told the guys, I said, yeah, man, that was a good game. And we ended up having the high score bowling alley for that first game. And I was happy about that. And everybody was happy. I was on their team. And I was really happy that I bowled really well.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Thank you.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
We did make niggas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic, and I got a couple of stories, a couple of short stories to share with you as we end today's radio show. Okay, there was several soldiers in boot camp, and they had packed a full pack military gear, backpack, and a full backpack, and they were walking on a 5-mile hike. And when they came back in a 5-mile hike, then they went into the shooting range, and they were shooting on the shooting gallery to improve their shooting technique. And then they laid on the ground, and they had to crawl under live ammunition, and they had to learn to keep their head down while they were crawling on the ground. And then when they finished the course on crawling on the ground, they had to get up and climb over a 10-foot brick wall. And once they came down on the other side of the brick wall, they took a lunch break. And they went into the dining hall, and they lined up for lunch. And they had soup for lunch. And they were lining up getting their bowls of soup. And as they were eating their soup and they finished their bowl of soup, they lined up in the kitchen and gave the empty bowls of soup to the soldiers that were working in the kitchen, that were doing KP. So they gave them their bowls, and the soldiers in the kitchen were washing the dishes, and they washed the big 50-gallon pot of soup, and they finished washing the pot, and they carried the pot to the back door. And when they opened the back door to throw the pot out of the back door, the sergeant was there, and he stopped them, and he said, "Hey, what's in this pot?" And they said, "It's soup." And the sergeant said, "All right, well, get me a big spoon. I want to taste this soup."
that you cook for my soldiers. And one of the soldiers walked over to the kitchen drawer, and he pulled out a big ladle, and he put the ladle in the soup pot, and he got a big pot, a big ladle full of soup, and he put it in his mouth, and he swished it around on the inside of his mouth, and then he spit it out. And he said, oh, this is the worst soup I've ever tasted in my life. What do you call this soup, soldiers? And the two soldiers that were carrying the soup outside, they said in unison, it's called dishwater, sir. I'm G Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. There was a man that was involved in an accident, and he lost both of his ears in the accident. But he got out the hospital, and he found out he got a big lawsuit where they paid him for his accident. So he decided that he was going to start his own company, and he was going to make his money go to work for him. And he decided he was going to start an observation company. So he put a notice out on the board that he was hiring people to work in his observation company. And they lined up in front of the hall, and he went out and picked the first man up and walked him into the dining and into the office where he was interviewing people. And he interviewed the first man, and he said, this is an observation position, so I want you to tell me what you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, get out of here, I don't want to talk to you. And he threw him out of the observation room, the interview room. And then the man went out to the waiting room, and he got somebody else. And he walked him into the interview room, and he sat him down behind the desk. And he told the man, he said, this is an observation position. Tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man hollered and screamed again, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you either. So the second man walked out of the observation room, and he was walking around. And he went to get the third guy out the observation room. But before he came out there, the second man walked up to the third guy and said, hey, man, this is an observation job, but whatever you do, don't say anything about the man that's interviewing you, because he don't have any ears. So if you don't say anything about his ears, I think you can get the job. Otherwise, he's not going to hire you, because he has a phobia about people talking about him not having any ears. And the man said, oh, all right, thank you for that helpful hint. That's good looking out. And he said, yeah, man, I'm just trying to help you. And the man said, well, if I get hired, I'm going to look after you. I'm going to give you a job working under me. And the man said, all right, that sounds cool. Well, good luck with your interview. So the interviewer came out and got the third man. And he walked him into the observation room, and he sat him behind the desk, and he told him, this is an observation position. So I want you to look around and tell me what you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he looked at him, and he looked at him around and around, and he looked over, and he looked around under him, and he looked all around, and he said, you wear contact lenses. And the interviewer was like, wow, that's amazing. you're the first person that ever told me that I'm in an observation position. Hold on one second. We're going to get back to the story. What?
It's Deja. Do you want to do your week 14 pick?
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
All right, back to my story. So the man looked at him. He had the man in the interview room, and he was talking to the man, and he said, this is an observation position. So what do you observe about me? And the man looked around, and he looked over, and he looked under, and he looked all over the place, and he looked at the man, and he said, I think you're wearing contact lenses. And the interviewer was impressed. He was like, wow, that's amazing. Nobody's ever said that to me before. I'm so amazed at your observation skills. What do you think? What made you think about that? And the man looked and he said, well, I know you can't wear no eyeglasses because you ain't got no ears to hold your glasses up with. Woo! I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right, and the last story I want to share with you is there is a man that his wife went to the bathroom, and she got stuck on the toilet, and she called her husband to come in and help pull her off of the toilet. And he came in and was trying to pull his wife off the toilet, but he couldn't pull her off. She had eaten too much turkey on Thanksgiving, and she gained the extra amount of weight. So she was stuck on the toilet, and he went in there, and he was pulling both hands, and he was pulling with her arms, and he couldn't pull her off the toilet. So he told her, I'm going to go call my friend. He's a plumber. And I think he has some tools that can help get you off the toilet. And she said, okay, I'm just going to sit here stuck on the toilet waiting on you to come back and help me. And he said, all right, baby, I'll be back in a minute. So he goes in the living room and he calls his friend, the plumber. And he says, man, my wife ate too much turkey and she's stuck on the toilet. Do you have any tools to help get her off the toilet? And his plumber friend says, yeah, actually, I do have some tools that we can use to pull up your wife off the toilet if she's really stuck like that. And he said, yeah, she is. She's big and fat, and she's stuck on the toilet. So the plumber said, okay, I'll bring some tools. I got some stuff that we could use to pull her off the toilet. And he said, all right, I'll be at your house in 5 minutes. So the husband walks back into the bathroom and he tells his wife that the plumber's on his way and he has some tools that he can use to pull you off the toilet. And she's like, okay, well, I'm just sitting here waiting on him to come. And the husband realized that his wife had her pants pulled down around her ankles. And all of her private parts were showing. And he didn't want the plumber to walk into the bathroom and see his wife with her private parts showing. So he went into the bedroom and he looked in his closet and he pulled out a big hat and he brought it into the bathroom and he put it on his wife's lap and covered her private parts. And he said, oh, this is good. Okay, now the plumber won't see my wife's private parts when he comes in to help pull her off the toilet. And so the doorbell rings, and the husband goes to the door to answer the door. And it's the plumber, and he opens the door and lets the plumber in. And then he walks the plumber into the bathroom, and he says, my wife is stuck on the toilet in the bathroom. So I'm going to walk you in here and show you where she is. And let's see if you have some tools that we can use to pull her off the toilet. And the plumber says, okay. And he follows the husband into the bathroom. And the husband says, see, that's my wife over there. And she's stuck on the toilet because she ate too much turkey and she got stuck. And the plumber laughs, ha, ha, ha. Okay, well, let me see. And the husband said, do you have something that you can use to get her off the toilet? And the plumber looks and he says, yeah, I can get her off the toilet. But you know what? That little man under the hat, I can't do nothing for him. He's a goner. Whoa, I'm G-Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. Woo. All right. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. So it's time for me to recognize all of the fans, the friends, and the followers of the radio show. Time for me to recognize all of the fans for their birthday as we celebrate the birthdays for the month of December. And we want to give all of the birthdays, people that are celebrating their birthday in December, we want to recognize their birthday. So, DJ, play the birthday song and let's recognize the friends, the followers, and the fan club members that are celebrating their birthday today.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. December 5th, 2023. Happy birthday to Denise Michelle. Happy birthday to Monica Jeffcoat. Happy birthday, Natalie Russell. Happy birthday to Ron Sean Campbell. Happy birthday to Tracy White Davidson. Happy birthday, Tasha Wood. Happy birthday, Dawn Coleman Pfizer. Happy birthday, Anadaho. That's not a real name. Happy birthday, Sam Jones. Happy birthday, Charity Wallace. Happy birthday, Marvin White. Happy birthday, MJ Hill. Happy birthday, Renard Jumpstart Smith. Happy birthday, Ivory Robinson. Happy birthday, Eugene J. Seabreeze. And last but not least, happy birthday to Francis Carr. That's it. So we want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating today, December 5th, 2023.
Birthday. Yes, sir. Hey, I want to know, DJ, is Natalie a birthday name or what? Sounds like not a boy DJ that we got here in Las Vegas that's playing on 88.1. He says she's not a girl DJ, not a boy DJ, but I don't know if she's a girl or she's a boy that wants to be a girl. But she goes by the name of Not a Boy DJ right here in Las Vegas. So I wanted to know. All right. Is that a real name or that's just a name that you pulled
It's the name of one of your fans on Facebook.
Oh, I guess somebody got a frat name or a sorority name that they got labeled with on their radio show. All right, well, sounds good. It's not a boy or not a girl. What is it? Not a hoe. Not a hoe. He's not a hoe. all right. Well, give it up for not a hoe on her birthday right here in Las Vegas. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody celebrating their birthday the best that they can do and celebrate with all of the glory and God's honor that God's blessing them with all of their last and their final wishes. May they have a good birthday today and a better day tomorrow. And without further ado, I'm going to sing a birthday song for you. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you today. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Have a happy birthday to you today. Happy birthday to you as you celebrate your birthday today on December 5th, 2023. And without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. And I'll see you back on the radio on Thursday as we have a day off for thanks for celebrating. A day off on Wednesday. And we'll be back on Thursday for more of this show.
I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at
bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.